Egyptians are preparing to cast their ballots in the presidential election, which is expected to be won by incumbent Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in the absence of any serious challenger. Military personnel have been deployed across the country, while some have volunteered to help voters find their polling stations. The government has been calling on eligible voters to participate in the polls, which will open on Monday for 3 days. A high turnout could affirm Sisi's legitimacy. After all, his credible opponents dropped out in January. A little-known politician, Musa Mustafa Musa, is another candidate in the race, but he is said to be a pro-Sisi himself. Opposition figures have called for a boycott of the elections, citing intimidation and intimidation by authorities. Now, earlier we talked to author and journalist Ali El-Kabani about the election environment in Egypt. He says the vote is just a show with the winner already determined.
Everybody in Egypt and outside Egypt knows that the incumbent president will stay in power for another term, and the Egyptian constitution allows him only for 2 terms. But I can predict from now that the pro-Sisi parliament appointed by him will extend actually the period he can stay in power until he wishes to stay. There's only one candidate. Sisi got rid of any serious competition by jailing Sami Anan and Ahmed Shafir and Colonel Kunsua and intimidating all other serious candidates. And they want a popular support through the number of people going to the ballot box, because even the election result is already known. They just want a show. So the whole thing is a farce, actually, and it's not election by any means. They are threatening, actually, all civil servants, all public sector employees to go by force, otherwise their salary will be cut. So they are forcing the people to go to the ballot box. They just want, for the cameras, enough numbers of people to go, because all the Egyptian people actually know it's a farce and there is no point in going. Sisi will be the next president for the coming 4 years, and the 4 years after, and the 4 years after. So the whole process is a real joke.